Let's speak footy news. Now, Yes. You broke some news yesterday that Alex Rance is donning the sash.
Yes. It was things you didn't think would happen.
No.
Alex Rance would come back in an Essendon jumper of all colours, the red and black. Now, there's sort of a bit of an interesting backstory to this. I think he did retire early, didn't he? And clubs have been banging down his door for the best part of 18 months. Do you want to come back? We could have you, blah, blah, blah.
There had been whispers, hadn't there? There's always been whispers around
Yes. That
there's potentially there'd be a comeback on the cards.
And I think his management, Tommy Petroro, is one of the best in the business. He's had to put this fire out for 18 months, hasn't he? No, he's not coming back. He's happy. Anyway, out of the blue, he's got some strong relationships at Essendon. Ben Rutten coached him at Richmond, obviously, and they've made close contact. We know Essendon list manager Adrian Dodoro is also looking for an opportunity there, and they need support at both ends, forward and back, Essendon. There's no doubt about that. So he was involved, but I think he's also got some relationships in the team with some of the young players. Not as an official mentor, but he's sort of taking some of those young defenders under his wing a little bit. But he's holidaying in Queensland at the moment, and it's a bit more opportunistic than anything. So Ben Rutten calls him, says, mate, we're super short here. Do you reckon you can help out? Sort of, you know, the young guys around you could learn a thing or two off you. And more than anything, come and enjoy yourself.
But surely Essendon asking that question, it's a little bit, not mischievous, it's a little bit cheeky, because they're thinking, look, this is just come and help out, come and play a game. But surely they're in the back of their mind thinking, if we can just get him to get just a little taste of the bug, just get a little bit of interest, you never know, they could pull off the comeback coup. Is there any chance that maybe the Bombers could pull out a rabbit out of the hat and just sneak him on their list?
I'm with you, Joey. I think while it's a remote, tiny chance, the Bombers clearly have some method in their madness.
Absolutely,
they're hoping
they
plant this seed and just hope like hell he loves it and starts to think, hang on, maybe I could give this another go. Maybe I want to come back and play the game and earn another, you know, few hundred on the side. So there's no doubt that there is, they hope there's a tiny chance this is going to open the door, ignite the flame slightly.
That's
I don't
it.
Think it will happen.
Wow.
Just, it's clever recruiting.
It's clever. And just wait. Just a text message from Dodoro. Geez, you were brilliant
you're
today,
good,
Rancy.
Mate.
Gee, you moved
you,
well.
You don't
gee, you looked sharp. You just, that's what it
good
is.
Good on him.
You plant the seed and Yep. All of a sudden Rancy thinks, oh, this is possible.
Yep.
Geez, maybe I've still got it. And
Yep. You're
right. The money is pretty handy. I'm not sure you're going to earn, you know, a couple $100,000 that easily in the real world.
Yep.
So
all eyes will be on him.
It might be tempting. Absolutely.
So he's playing up at the Gold Coast against Southport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's 31.
Yep.
He's been out of the game for a couple of years, but he still looks pretty
He seems like the type of guy that could play till he's 34, 35. With the condition of his body and the way that when he played, he was as fit as they came.
He's just got a surfboard as for a six-pack, doesn't he? Like, he's still
like,
in.
Like
he's
the dude from Tonga.
He is a specimen. And Damien Hardwick, I mean, Richmond, it was tongue-in-cheek, but he said, gee, I'm great. Alex could come back and, you know, he's always in such great shape. Yes, he's one player who could probably make the comeback back to the game, but wrong sash, Alex. Why aren't you playing with Richmond? So maybe there's a few eyebrows raised there.